Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It is actually day 805. I had a mistake on yesterday's devotional where I left it at 803 and forgot to advance it. So this is 805, and we're in Job 16. And Job is speaking now again after hearing again from Eliphaz yesterday. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the book of Job and how it's challenging us and comforting us. And we pray that you would change us as we spend time with you in your word. Show us more of Christ. Help us to find our comfort and our strength and our encouragement in him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Job 16. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall windy words have no end? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do, if you were in my place. I could join words together against you and shake my head at you. I could strengthen you with my mouth, and the solace of my lips would assuage your pain. If I speak, my pain is not assuaged. And if I forbear, how much of it leaves me? Surely now God has worn me out. He has made me desolate. He has made desolate all my company. And he has shriveled me up, which is a witness against me. And my leanness has risen up against me. It testifies to my face. He has torn me in his wrath and hated me. He has gnashed his teeth at me. My adversary sharpens his eye against me. Men have gaped at me with their mouth. They have struck me insolently on the cheek. They mass themselves together against me. God gives me up to the ungodly and casts me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, and he broke me apart. He seized me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surrounded me. He slashes open my kidneys and does not spare. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with breach upon breach. He runs upon me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin and have laid my strength in the dust. My face is red with weeping, and on my eyelids is deep darkness, although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not my blood, and let my cry find no resting place. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he who testifies for me is on high. My friends scorn me. My eye pours out tears to God, that he would argue the case of a man with God as a son of man does with his neighbor. For when a few years have come, I shall go the way from which I shall not return. One of the things that we've seen throughout Job is the problem of presumption. When human beings presume that because we have some correct theological knowledge, that means that we are really can understand the ways of God. No human being can understand the ways of God. And for any human being other than the Lord Jesus Christ, for any mere human being, the answer to the big why questions of life, why is this happening to me? Why did that happen to that person? The answer to most of those questions is simply, I don't know. We don't know. God knows, but we don't. And we see in Job here, we've seen in his friends, that their presumption leads them to accuse him of wrongdoing, to say, God is just, God blesses those who trust in him, God curses those who sin against him willfully. God's obviously cursing you, therefore you've obviously sinned willfully against God. That was their presumption. Job has a different presumption problem. He says God is sovereign, and God is just, and God is afflicting me. He's bringing this affliction on me. Therefore, God hates me, and God hates me without cause. That is, seems to be, what Job is presuming here. And I see this particularly in verses 7 to 9. Surely now God has worn me out. He has made desolate all my company, and he has shriveled me up, which is a witness against me, and my leanness has risen up against me. It testifies to my faith. He has torn me in his wrath and hated me. He has gnashed his teeth at me. My adversary sharpens his eyes against me. That first line of verse 9 is just wrong. God has not torn Job in his wrath and hated him. Satan is the one who is afflicting Job. Now, God gave him permission, but we saw behind the curtain in the first couple chapters of Job that the reason we're given for why God allowed Satan to torment Job is because God was pleased with Job. And he told Satan, have you considered my servant Job, blameless and upright, who shuns evil, fears God? And Satan said, well, it's not for nothing that he fears you. You've got a hedge of protection around him. Remove that hedge and he'll curse you to his face. And so God was allowing Job to be tested by Satan because God loved Job. Can we believe that sometimes God would bring affliction and allow us to be tested and tried because he loves us? That's what he's doing here with Job. He loves Job. He's not against Job. So we see that Job has this presumption. The big problem, and this is the big answer that's going to be coming from God, you know, it's going to be a few weeks probably before we actually get to the last few chapters of Job. But starting when God answers Job and reveals himself more fully to Job, the big answer is that God is so much greater than we can even begin to comprehend, that no matter how much true theology he reveals to us and we understand and receive, as long as we are creatures and he's the creator, as long as we are finite and he is infinite, as long as we have a limited perspective and limited number of years and limited understanding and he is infinite in all of those things, we're never going to be able to come even close. You know, if you have, you know, if you had 10 pounds of knowledge, or if you had 100 pounds of knowledge, or if you had 1,000 pounds of knowledge, it may seem like you've grown a lot in knowledge, but if you compare that to infinite knowledge, it doesn't really make any difference. You're still falling terribly short. And so God's ways are higher than our ways, and we cannot really understand them. And so we have to trust, and we have to worship. Now, the other thing that we see pretty consistently from Job in this book is his need that Christ fulfills. And we see that pretty clearly at the opening and the closing of Job 16. The opening of Job 16, he says, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Job's friends are miserable comforters. They are not actually helping him with their words. But Job needs a comforter. He needs a helper. He needs an encourager. He needs someone to strengthen him. We talked earlier about how he needs an advocate. He needs a mediator. But he also needs a comforter. And Christ comes to be our comforter and to send us another comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, who lives within us and who brings the presence of Christ to us and brings us and our prayers before the throne of Christ in heaven. So we have a wonderful counselor, and we have an abiding comforter in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. We have something that Job knew he needed. We also see it at the end of the chapter. Job, by faith, sees something that he doesn't even fully understand, but he sees it. See that in verse 19 of Job 16. He says, even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he who testifies for me is on high. That's Christ. Christ is Job's witness in heaven. Now, Job doesn't know who Jesus is. Job wouldn't have the ability to articulate that the second person of the Godhead, God the Son, is going to become a man, and the man of sorrows who's acquainted with grief, and who enters into and identifies with us in our suffering so that he can faithfully represent us before the Father. But that is true. That is eternally fixed in the heavens and true. And as God the Son is with God the Father in heaven, and God the Son is going to come and take on our human nature and identify with us in our suffering, he is, even in the Old Testament, he is Job's witness in heaven. He testifies for Job on high. Now, Job doesn't have the same kind of solid and sure hope that we have, because we live on this side of the incarnation and the death and resurrection, and we've had more about this witness revealed to us. But Job still believes. And in that belief, he is saved, although he's struggling. And that's the third thing we see here, and that we've seen throughout. So we see the problem with presumption. We see the pictures of Christ. And the third thing we see is that even faithful believers struggle deeply and have hard questions and troubling feelings that are conflicted. And that doesn't mean that God pushes us away or abandons us or anything like that, because God is compassionate and merciful and patient. He's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love toward his own. And so Job is a believer. He has faith in Christ, his witness in heaven. He sees his need for a comforter who's better than the comforter of his friends. He doesn't understand the ways of God. He's presuming that God is angry at him and is dealing with him in wrath. And in so doing, he says some pretty ugly things. But he's honest and he's faithful, and God loves Job with all the hard questions, with all the deep doubts, with all the suffering and pain and anguish. God does not abandon Job. God will correct Job, but God will never abandon Job. So whatever you're going through, whatever suffering you're facing, don't presume to know the ways of God. Draw upon the strength of the comforter you've been given in the Holy Spirit. Know that you have a witness on high who testifies for you before God, your righteousness, your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't be afraid to go to God with your hard questions and your deep pain. He will correct you, but he will not turn you away. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Job. Thank you for loving us. Your love for us is stronger than our doubts and our fears and our anxieties, and even our presumption that's wrong-headed. Your love is stronger than that. Thank you that we have a witness before you, the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, a faithful and merciful high priest. Thank you for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who speaks to us through your word and brings us encouragement and healing. Speak to us, lead us, help us to depend upon you and grow in you day by day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me for Job 16. I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.